The five steps of GTD are getting things done. You know, these are not arbitrary. I didn't just make these up. What I did was recognize the steps that we go through when we take any situation and get it more balanced, focused, and in control. And these five steps, as we call them, capture, clarify, organize, reflect, and engage, are really five different things that we do. It's not just one thing. We don't just go get organized or set priorities or get focused. Those are important elements for sure. But there really are five important steps that we actually all go through. For instance, if you've ever had your kitchen or some area out of control and you had guests coming over, you actually go through these five steps. The first thing you do is recognize what's got your attention about your kitchen. And then you clarify exactly what those things mean. Then you organize them, and then you step back and reflect in the scene and the whole situation, and then you engage by melting butter or whatever you do. So the capture step is important. It's a critical first step because that's where you start to identify the things that need some sort of decision or action potentially taken about them. And you just not only just recognize them, but you also then need to write them down or capture them somewhere, some trigger that will remind you about them later on to decide what you need to do about them. So that first step is a critical first step, the capture step. And then once you've captured things into some sort of trusted bucket, you then need to then take each one of those things you've captured and clarify specifically what they mean to you and what you're going to do about them, if anything. Is it something that you're going to act on? Is it something that you might need to file? Is it something you might need to throw away? And that's the clarification step about what these things really mean to you. Now, once you make those decisions, once you've captured and clarified them, then you're going to need to organize the things that you can't finish the moment you think of them. And so organization is just to have the appropriate categories to park the reminders or to park the materials or the inputs in the appropriate places. Then the fourth step is to reflect on that inventory of things that you've captured and clarified and organized so that whenever you go to take action about anything or feel comfortable about whatever you're doing, you can take a look at and reflect on the errands you need to run, the actions you need to take, the phone calls you need to make, and even the projects that you have going that you need to check the status about. So that's the reflect step, which is to be able to step back and take a look at the inventory of your commitments. And then finally, the fifth step is to engage. That's where you then decide to put your attention or your activity toward a trusted choice out of your inventory of options.